Okay, you've got your team dad joke or no dad joke shirt. Where should you wear those? Well, we've got an option for you. Come see us live. Show off your shirts. We're going to be doing shows at Podcast Movement, at Nerdtacular, at PAX Prime. Find out those dates where you can show off your shirts. Wehaveconcerns.com/live. You know more about Miley Cyrus than I do.
Well, I'm culturally relevant. I got my finger on the pulse.
Mm.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Language.
Ugh.
I love language. I fell in love with language in college. I love the English language.
I love language. I love the idea that how I express myself, word choice, can make something funnier, can make something sad, can make something. What I don't like is there are things that I'm feeling, there are things that I'm experiencing. They have to go through the filter of language.
Mm.
Sometimes language is a little lacking.
You think it's inadequate to sum up all the complex feelings you have inside?
Well, it's about, can this word really help us compare exactly the way we feel about something or the way we see
That's
something?
That's why metaphor something is so powerful.
Something is always getting lost, I think.
It's interesting that you say that. I love words. I love playing with words. That's why I like puns so much. Mm-hmm. I think the vastness of the English language is pretty interesting. But even more interesting was this article that was sent to us by Joan. She sent this to wehaveconcernsshow@gmail.com. She could have also used our subreddit at wehaveconcerns.reddit.com.
She knew not to use Twitter. Because she knew that her story would probably get lost in the shuffle.
Smart. Smart girl.
Yeah, we like Joan.
She sent this article in about Tokipona.
Oh, that is a Japanese company that makes little bags and stuff and like skate decks and t-shirts with adorable animals all over them.
It may very well be, but that's not this Tokipona.
Oh, okay.
Tokipona is a language. It's a language that was...
friend.
Tokipona. Oh, he always gets squished. Oh, poor Tokipona. No, Tokipona is a new language that was invented by Sonia Lang, and she created this new language as a way to introduce a universal, easily learned language.
It's Esperanto.
Esperanto was, you know, back in the 70s, I think, that it was supposed to be a universal language. This takes the idea of universal language and makes the universality of it its simplicity. So Tokipona only has 123 words. It's a language. In comparison, English has thousands and thousands of words. The OED.
English has over 200 different words.
No, it has
English
more like 250,000.
English has literally 206 words.
Quarter of a million words in the OED, in the Oxford English Dictionary. So to be able to have all the complexity of a functional language in 123 words is kind of amazing.
Well, if it has all of the complexity of a functional language.
Well, according to Sonia Lang, it does. And the idea is that its simplicity...
According to the inventor of this thing, it's a good thing.
Well, the idea is that supposedly you can master this language in 30 hours.
Okay.
Which is... very short time if you've ever tried to learn a language. 30 hours ain't going to get you bupkis. 30 hours supposedly.
No, I did Latin in 30 hours.
Oh, yeah? So talk to me in Latin. Do the rest of this
you
podcast.
You wouldn't understand. You don't know Latin.
Just say any sentence in Latin other than what's written on our currency. Yeah.
FJ.
Not pig Latin. Not pig Latin.
Peking spay. Atenlay. Ute uye.
So the thing about Tokipona is there's so few words. It's because she's limited as many of the nouns that we use in English down to sort of like components. Mm-hmm. And then you just combine things to describe what you're talking about.
Oh, it's modular. It's kind of like German is modular like that.
Yeah, in a way. So basically there isn't a word for a specific kind of technology. There's a word for tool. So if you're talking about a computer... you're not going to say it's a computer because that's a unique word. You say like mind tool or...
No! No, you don't! No, you don't! That's stupid!
This is what you do with Tokipona.
No, okay. And then somebody understands that. You go, I need to borrow your mind tool.
Yeah.
Is there even probably a is not a is word a for borrow?
There's not a word for borrow. So a car is a space, a movement space. That's what a car is.
Oh, that's, but you know what? That's also a dance club.
Yeah.
A movement space.
It's also where I put on my one-man show.
It's also a gym. Yeah, the movement space downtown. If you guys haven't been there, Jeff is putting on a one-man show.
Yeah, it's all interpretive. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in a unitard.
He does a lot of mask work.
Oh, man. It's amazing. It's transportive, I would say. You really don't understand my art unless you've seen my one-man show.
And I mean, here's the thing. We're saying that 123 words isn't enough, but when Jeff puts on his leotard and his creepy blank mask,
yeah,
he doesn't use a single word. And I understand all of the emotions that he's experiencing.
Well, thank you, Anthony.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful.
You know, the critics disagree, but I take your word over theirs.
Well, I mean, that's because I speak Latin and I'm very smart.
I appreciate that review you wrote in Latin.
I'm surprised you were able to understand it.
People misinterpreted it because you kept saying, okay, and you were telling people to go,
yeah.
But it got really misinterpreted as to how what you thought about the piece.
Oh, I don't know. What did they think it was?
I don't know either, but they did not understand that you were saying, okay. Go see it.
Oh.
Anyway, Tokipona, everybody. Tokipona. So here's the way things are done in Tokipona.
Yeah, give me a couple words. Show me how to speak a Tokipona.
Well, let's say you want to describe the color of something.
Okay.
In English, we can say something is mauve or taupe,
yeah.
Or gray or pink. No. That's too many words for Tokipona, baby.
What is too many words? Purple?
Purple. That's
we don't need that.
Useless word.
Toss it
what
out.
Is that? What do we need that for?
We don't need it.
No. In Tokipona, you have words for red, blue, yellow, black, and white.
Oh, okay. So Tokipona is a really easy to speak language as long as you have a mastery of color theory.
Exactly.
So as long as you know how to mix different colors on the color wheel. So if you wanted that mauve,
right.
You would say it's like a red, blue, and
some white.
A red, blue, green. Because you gotta get a brown to put it into the purple to get a little bit of them off. It's yeah. Fine. What you do is you just, you can learn the language in 30 hours and you can get a studio arts degree in 4 years.
Yeah.
And then
you can have a functional description of the color you're looking at.
So I have to say, I was using my mind tool to think about this. And that's the word that I use for brain. I was using my mind tool and the first thing that popped into my head is, does she mean for this to be an everyday conversational language, or is this a language where I can land in another country and just functionally get things done?
Yeah,
I think
the latter is more the goal, in the sense of it is simplicity is the ultimate aesthetic for this language. It's get what you want done. In fact, one of the things they talk about in this article is how pleasantry is completely stripped away.
Yeah.
There's no word for please. There's no word for thank you. You say, you know, for example,
That's dumb.
A sentence like, if it's not too much of an inconvenience, would you please consider possibly bringing me a cup of coffee? In Tokipona, you would say, give me coffee.
Well, who the fuck orders a coffee like that? Even if you're in another country, like even if you're trying to be polite, if it's not too much of an inconvenience, could you possibly bring me a cup of coffee? Fuck you. If you're speaking that way, you're a dick, because this is a sentence for a coffee shop. This is a sentence for a restaurant, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you are sitting across the counter from somebody at a coffee shop and you say, if it's not too much of an inconvenience, could you possibly get me a cup of coffee? You're wasting everybody's time anyway.
See? So you're a Tokipona enthusiast.
I'm not a Tokipona enthusiast. I'm saying that nobody speaks that way to begin with.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's just illustrative of the idea that
it's an oversell.
None of
all
those
I'm saying
things.
Is it's an oversell. It's fine.
Right.
But she's overselling.
Could you please get me a cup of coffee?
Can
turns
I have
into
a cup of coffee? Yeah.
Give me coffee.
Yeah. I think please and thank you are important. I don't think you need to do a lot of pleasantry.
Yeah.
But I do think.
I do. I think they're important too.
I think a please and
goes
a thank
a long
you.
Way.
I like stripping away a lot of the fluff, because I do think we tend to communicate with a little too much fluff in different situations, particularly like business transactions and things like that. We do tend to add a little too much fluff. I like the idea of just being like, give me coffee, but I like a please.
Yeah.
I like them to know that I'm at least appreciative.
Well, it says that Tokipona users who converse in person have resorted more to like little head nods and physical gestures to add the please and thank you and the gratitude and the humbleness to the language. So you're kind of filling it out with physical
kinda
gestures.
Like what, it's kind of like what you do when you're wearing that leotard. You can't speak.
Yeah.
And you're trying to let everybody know your emotions.
That I need to be tipped at the end of this performance.
Yeah.
I think they get that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's mostly because your gesture is kind of like pulling out a jar.
Yeah.
And doing like the rubbing your fingers together. Mm-hmm. And then two fingers pointed at your own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you flip it towards the audience.
Yeah.
And then you
each
point,
of them individually.
Yeah. And then you point to the jar.
And then there's a lot of crying mm-hmm. and the begging gesture with yeah. the hands together.
And then once people try to like leave, you make you came up with this really succinct gesture for the doors are locked.
Mm. Well, I thought really, I'm glad you got that because yeah. I don't think some people don't get it until they actually try the door.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like I was giving them all the information they needed once they were already locked inside.
Now, I do, as we're thinking back on it, understand a little bit more of why the LA Times said that it was like a mime doing one of the Saw movies.
Yeah. They said a death trap and a fire hazard, which I kind of felt like yeah. ignored really the message of the piece.
I mean, that's just what the movement space is about. It's been underground.
You're like, talking
it's
about my car?
Like it's literally underground. Like it was above ground.
Right.
And then in 86, the earthquake happened.
And now it's below ground.
Yeah. Nobody's taken the time to kind of unearth.
Do you think that's why so few people find it?
I think people know where it is.
They do?
Yeah. Cause it's still slightly smoking. Like it's
well, you can like see it from like, across town.
It's
that
like
way.
That fire in Chile.
Yeah.
That's never going out.
Yeah.
You know, it's been, yeah, it looks like.
Well, that's why
like that.
I was hoping that they would describe my performance as smoldering because it literally is.
Oh, God. That is absolutely your one.
Oh, come on.
That is absolutely your dad joke. Move on. So you have to express yourself physically.
It helps to express yourself physically, but what do you think about this idea of the ultimate in simplicity? I mean, literally, there's no word for friend. You're just saying good person. It's really stripping away nuance. And I think part of what makes language so attractive for me is nuance, is finding the perfect word to fit the perfect
yes.
thought.
And in a conversational context, you're right. When I'm hanging out with friends, when we're doing something like this, yes, absolutely, nuance is important. And the specificity of language is important. For something like this, where it's I'm overseas and I can't communicate and I'm trying to just go through the functions of my day.
Yeah.
If you've ever traveled to a place where you don't have that common language.
Right.
You know,
it's tough.
It's super, you spend like 15 minutes just trying to be like, cab to this airport.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Or
yeah,
like,
we did that when you were in Italy.
Where can we go eat? I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, that's like, not a good that's concept not a to good, try to convey.
No, it's
convey.
So hard.
Like, you're like doing the chopping, killing of something, yeah. and then, no, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not a murderer, like, but I am a murderer.
And then they get scared of you.
And then I'm kind of trying to show that it can't be too expensive, and they kind of like throw all their money at me and scream and like, please, please.
You should really sign up for one of my interpretive dance classes out at the Movement Space. I think it would help you with your travel.
I just, I can't because the smoke inhalation
mm-hmm.
is so, I have very delicate lungs.
I'll be honest. I get that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I get that a lot, especially in lawsuit form.
Yeah. Also, you and your movements frighten me. Go on.
Okay. So interestingly, this article also cites the other end of the spectrum. So there's this other guy named John Quijada,
mm-hmm.
and he invented a language called Ithquil, and this is the complete other end of the spectrum. He spent 3 decades on this language, and he calls it an idealized language whose aim is the highest possible degree of logic, efficiency, detail, and accuracy in cognitive expression. So this is the opposite of simplicity. He has 58 phonemes. And that create this grammatical framework that you just build words based on these phonemes. So you have one word that is custom created to express exactly what you're experiencing.
Once again, I think this is just German.
Well, it sounds a lot like German. So here's a word that they give as an example. Eist Latervillemil is a term for, quote, a situation where one lets a normally unavailable opportunity pass by because it is not seen as being the optimal instance or form of that opportunity, despite the likelihood that such an optimal instance form of the opportunity will likely never come again.
Yeah, it's German.
Well, what do you think about this? Isn't this amazing that says that this sometimes it takes this guy 10 minutes or more to assemble a single word. So it's not for use. It's not going to be conversational, but he has created a functional language that you could write down that expresses exactly what you're experiencing.
No. Cause here's the thing. This is like, he's going to come up with this word in 10 minutes, right? And it takes him 10 minutes to come up with the exact word.
Yeah.
You're going to go back and you're going to have to decode all of this.
Yeah.
And I, you know, my gut is telling me that this language probably takes a longer time to decode than you could read a normal language.
Probably. But once you decode it, you have...
Feels like a great language for legal contracts.
Oh my God. That would be the worst.
It feels like, yeah, why not just give them legal speak for real?
Yeah. That's kind of what it is. I mean, this guy, his famous quote is, he said, I've always been fascinated by ambiguity. I have a great deal of respect for it. That's one of the reasons I've tried to defeat it, to see if it could be defeated.
Like he's Dr. No and ambiguity is his James Bond.
Yeah.
Like, I see that you're sort of doing a thing. Are you all right? Mr. Bond?
Yes, no. I mean, maybe. I mean, yes, no. I mean...
Mr. Bond, is there something you want to say? I mean...
Yes, no?
Could you just, I mean...
No, this is...
If you're feeling something, could you just say it? Because it drives me nuts when you're like this.
I do too. Now you know that I know that you're no, and you don't know...
All right, just... Start the laser at his balls and cut him in half. I can't even deal with this.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be an ambiguous situation. So I can't imagine what this guy must be like to be around. Like a guy who is so...
Sounds like a real great dude.
Just a party animal,
right? He sounds
right?
like he doesn't get frustrated with people at all.
Just exacting to every detail and a stickler for precision.
It'd be great. I'll tell you what, he's going to be a really shitty guy to hang out with, but you hand the check to him at the end.
Yeah.
He splits up the check for everyone.
Down to the penny, baby. Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah,
it's
you good know that you're not going to get stuck with that extra drink order.
I don't know. I think the idea of creating all these extra languages is kind of interesting, and the idea that, you know, languages evolved from nothing, right?
Yeah.
So there are ambiguities, and it is kind of cumbersome, and some of it is kind of outdated.
But that's what's so awesome about this is somebody not going, we're not going to evolve into a language. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit down and design it.
No, and I love that. But the problem is when something evolves so much over time, it's a little entrenched. And it takes a lot of time for a language to kind of rise into being. And it takes a lot of time for a language to die out.
Right.
And I think look, man, we haven't even taken on the metric system in this country. It's just you divide shit by 10. It's the easiest shit in the world.
Yeah.
We haven't done it.
Yeah, but inches, man.
Ugh.
Inches.
It's just like us in England, just like inches. Great. Cool ideas, everybody. So if we can't implement that, if people can't learn another functional language in their daily life.
Right.
This is an already functional language, right? Like, there's so many people who every year are like, this is the year that I'm going to learn French.
Oh, man, that's me every year.
This year, I'm learning the French. I'm going to sit down to learn French.
I'm going to do it.
French is a language that you can already speak to a lot of people. You can, you can find somebody to practice French with. How the fuck are you going to learn...
Tokipona.
Tokipona you and me. Or you and me. Quill?
We'll learn Tokipona. We'll put out a podcast in Tokipona. And then we'll create this underground Tokipona community. We don't even have a word for community in Tokipona. It's just good people.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of good people listening to good sounds.
But it's not a bunch because there's no word for bunch
no,
either.
It's like...
Because the numbers are like they have 1, 2, and then hand for 5.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing is.
Yeah.
Because if you think of just how many words we use to describe numbers, she's like, no, we don't need all those words. 1 and 2 and 0. But then they needed a number for five, so people just started saying hand instead of five.
So, but if I want to say that I have 25 of something, I say I have hand of something.
Yeah. Which never gets confusing, I'm sure.
But then if I want to say that I have 20 of something, it's two hand.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think there's a reason why the languages we have are the languages we have.
She talks about
how... I think
they
work pretty well, man.
She's like, I have some mathematician friends who insist they want to be able to say something like 7,422.7. And she goes, I laugh and say, that's not really the point. It's like, I guess that's true. I mean, you're not going to be like, you know, breaking down a check in this language.
Why not? If this is the international language of travel now,
yeah,
and there's a check for $164.73, and you've got to split it three ways.
You just need three hands worth.
Hand two, four. You bad person, two hand, you four hand.
No say bad person, two hand, one hand.
Small food, big food. Me, small food.
You small food, one hand. Me small food, two hand? No, bad person.
You just don't go to the Tokipona convention. Just don't. Is that meanwhile over at the Ithquil convention, the check is divvied up,
yeah,
but they're still trying to say goodnight.
Yeah. It's like the Ents in the Two Towers book. They like take, you know, 14 weeks to have a conversation.
They have all the knowledge in the world, but it's so frustrating getting it out of them.
But you know what? You know, you can express exactly your frustration in one word. It's like the frustration of attempting to divvy up a check with a bunch of people that speak this stupid language is one word.
Once again, I think you're thinking of German.
Maybe I am.
If you guys had to learn one of these languages, if you could only speak one of these languages for the rest of your life, would it be Tokipona or Ithquil? Do you go short or do you go long?
Yeah. Super simple or super complex? What do you lie?
You, I think, are a complex person.
For certain.
I Tokipona if I have to. Between the two, me, good person, Tokipona.
Me.
Thumb, hand, up, whatever.
Or whatever it would be.
That's
20
Jeff.
Minutes.
That's
German.
That means Jeff.
I'm German.
Yeah,
that
let us
the
know.
Specific feeling that Jeff has in trying to determine whether or not he's going to speak one of these languages or another one of these languages on a podcast that is being binged out over iTunes to many listeners.
So yeah, Tokipona or Ithquil, let us know on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, you know how you can express a complex philosophical ideal without saying a single thing? You go
dancing by dancing in the movement space. Is that what you were going to say?
You get a no dad jokes shirt from wehaveconcerns.com/shop.
What about a team dad jokes shirt, which is great if you want to do a series of dances in them.
I think you've been huffing a lot of smoke. wehaveconcerns.com/shop.